America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yes, folks, it's Friday, and Father John Martinez will be on with us in about 1 hour from now. He will be with us for 2 hours. Mark Lynn then will join the conversation at 9 o'clock Central Time and be with both Father Martinez and myself in the very last hour of the show. So Father John Martinez will step up to the plate at a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. And then Mark Lynn will join us at 9 o'clock. That's going to be a regular feature on the show with both of these gentlemen, of course, helping me cover all kinds of things going on in the world, especially things related to Zionism in the Middle East. I wanted to say that Monday that Greg Felton is going to be with us as a regular feature on this show. For those of you who know who Greg Felton is, that's going to be a real treat. You can find him at gregfelton.com. He hails from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Greg is the author of the Dandelion Books publication known as The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. He is going to join me for 2 hours in Monday's broadcast to discuss a series of things going on in the Middle East, especially to help you and I understand this Gazan situation that we've been reading about so much in recent times. So Greg's going to be on the show on a regular basis come this coming Monday. So those are pretty good bookends for us as far as Mark Dankoff's America is concerned. We'll conclude each week with Father John Martinez and with Mark Glenn, and then begin each week with Greg Felton. That should give us a pretty good ending and beginning to every week. And then, of course, I'm excited about some of the guests that are going to be with us next week in the time that's beyond. Dilip Hero, the internationally known Middle Eastern scholar, is going to join us on Tuesday from England. And he, among other things, is the author of the book, The Iranian Labyrinth. That's a Nation Books publication. If you're not familiar with Dilip Hero, you really need to be, because I think when it comes to the Middle East, it's very important to zero in on him, and especially his work on Iran I have found to be most informative. So he will tee it up with us on Tuesday. And then either Wednesday or Thursday, I hope to have Philip Giraldi on the show from Pat Buchanan's American Conservative. Philip Giraldi has a background in both the Central Intelligence Agency and is also connected to Vince Canestraro's organization, Canestraro Associates. And Giraldi and I have had email exchange this past week on some very important topics that I'd like to discuss with him to some degree on the air. He indicates that he is available in the coming week, that we will figure out the exact date at the beginning of this coming week. And I would suspect that probably Wednesday the 27th or Thursday the 28th will be a time for Phil Giraldi to be on. And again, once more, I'll know more about that hopefully on Monday. Had an interesting exchange with the fine folks from Oxford University connected with Forced Migration Review. There are so many things going on right now with Iraqi refugee displacement in the midst of that conflict and that great tragedy taking place in Central Asia even as I speak. Dr. Tim Morris of Forced Migration Review contacted me with some very important and disturbing information regarding the statistics and the migration patterns that are taking place in this terrible movement of human refugees that's been going on, largely excluded from media coverage. And I assured Dr. Morris that certainly at Mark Dankoff's America we would be willing to talk about this on the air. I've also alerted Dr. Hesham Talawi about it, who both in terms of what he does at RBN as well as what Hesham covers with Current Issues Television will be also happy to pitch in the whole circumstance. And Dr. Talawi confirmed that this morning. When we come back, I want to deal with Ron Paul and the state of Iowa, a little bit maybe about Dr. E. Michael Jones and the essay that we looked at with Dr. Jones this past Monday. Then, of course, we'll look forward to Father Martinez at 8 o'clock and Mark Lynn at 9. Stay tuned.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to take a caller in just a minute from Tennessee, but I wanted to point everyone's attention to an article today at lewrockwell.com entitled The Iowa Crime of 2007. By the way, I have a lot of roots in the state of Iowa. That's where my parents are originally from. They are products of Iowa rural culture, products of the American Depression, products of the Iowa that existed before the outbreak of the Second World War. And I currently have an aunt and uncle visiting my family in Texas from Iowa. So this hits pretty close to home when I'm reading today that there are two organizations in Iowa. One is entitled the Iowa Christian Alliance. The other is called Iowans for Tax Relief. They have excluded Congressman Ron Paul from their candidates forum in Iowa come this June 30th. You can read the latest on this at lewrockwell.com today. Thomas E. Woods, Jr. has further explanation of this in a front-page story for Lou Rockwell entitled The Iowa Crime of 2007. I'm in the process of contacting the people connected with both of these organizations in Iowa, and in a decent spirit, challenging them on this whole issue. I am going to invite them to come on this show, Mark Dankoff's America, to explain to me and to explain to our listeners why it is that Congressman Ron Paul merits exclusion from these debates when you consider some of the jokers that are in them. And I'm talking about people that are not even in the upper and lower tiers of the usual Republican presidential candidates that we're familiar with. I'm also talking about people like John Cox, who was on this show months ago, and I will be honest with you, I felt it was a very disastrous appearance on Mr. Cox's part in regard to both what he said as well as what he didn't say. But nobody on the face of the earth believes that John Cox is as credible a presidential candidate as Dr. Ron Paul is. Ron Paul is a nationally and internationally known figure. He's been getting a lot of coverage, folks, internationally. Ron Paul was covered in the London Standard recently. Ron Paul has been getting a lot of play in terms of the Iranian expatriate community. A lot of folks out there know that Ron Paul ran for president on the Libertarian Party ticket in 1988 and is well respected around the world in regard to his views on foreign policy, monetary policy, fiscal policy, whatever it happens to be. So it's very clear that there's something going on in this situation, and I am going to be formally contacting the leaders of the Iowa Christian Alliance as well as Iowans for Tax Relief and asking them to explain to me what's going on with this. And I'm going to tell them that we discussed it on the show today and that I'm inviting them to come on to explain to all of our listeners why Ron Paul should not be a part of that candidates forum. There's a lot of monkey business that went on in Iowa in 1996, by the way, when Alan Keyes became involved in the Iowa caucus. I have always believed that Alan Keyes was a stalking horse for William Kristol, who was Keyes' roommate in college at Harvard. And ultimately, Alan Keyes took enough votes away from Pat Buchanan to ensure that Bob Dole won the Iowa caucus. Who was Alan Keyes fronting for at that time? I believe that Alan Keyes was being utilized by the Israeli lobby and by the neoconservatives to ensure that Pat Buchanan did not win the Iowa caucus in 1996. And yet Keyes continues to float around in circles that should know better, including some of the circles that are comprised by people that are friends of mine in the Constitution Party. The Iowa, once again, seems to be a place where there is some stuff going on that should not be going on that suggests that very powerful outside forces are involved in excluding Dr. Ron Paul this time from the people of Iowa. That's a very, very unfortunate exclusion, and I am formally going to contact the Iowa Christian Alliance today and Iowans for Tax Relief and ask these folks to come on this show to explain their position. And with reference to what Thomas Woods has said at LouRockwell.com, I'm going to be telling Thomas Woods about this too, so that he's aware of it, everybody's on the same page, and we can see if there can be a time to get these fine folks scheduled. I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to have their say on the show, so that we're not simply bringing on the one side that we obviously agree with here at RBN, not give the other side the opportunity to interact. I'd like to have them both on at the same time, if at all possible, so that we can really get to the bottom of what's been going on in this situation. But I would urge all of you who listen to this show to go to LouRockwell.com today and to look at Thomas Wood's article entitled The Iowa Crime of 2007. And the contact information for some of these people in Iowa connected with both the Iowa Christian Alliance and Iowans for Tax Relief is there. Let them know what you think. Email, telephone, fax, it's all there. Let's have them explain themselves, see what the story is with this. I think I know what the story is, but to be fair, let's expose it publicly in a way that gives these folks the opportunity to come on, and I'm going to be issuing a formal invitation to them this morning. We have a caller from Tennessee, John.
Good morning, Mark.
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, before I get to the point of my call, during the break I heard a commercial from RBN talking about downloading and burning CDs. I've got Windows Vista and I can't do it, so if anyone has an answer how to deal with burn rights. Let the webmaster at RBN know so I can get that resolved.
Very good.
The reason that I called this morning on a local FM talk show here in Nashville, Tennessee, they took a quick poll. Who do you want to see the next to be the next president? Mark, 16 votes for Fred Thompson, who's not in the race, who is a CFR member. So I called in, and I told them that Ron Paul was the only one that was qualified to be president because of his stance with regards to the Constitution. But the next four or five callers that called in were Ron Paul. So Ron Paul wound up with 5, Fred Thompson 16, Duncan Hunter 1, the radio talk show host 3, Giuliani, McCain, none of the others came up at all. So
did I get any votes?
No, and neither did I.
Okay.
Anyway, about 5 minutes later, the guy was on with the ABC talk, ABC commentator, talking about the presidential candidates and how Tennessee voted this morning. You know, he's 16 votes for Fred Thompson. Never once did the man mention that Ron Paul got 5 and none of the other candidates outside of Duncan Hunter got any. So, you know, yeah, what's going on? Here's what's going on. They are scared to death of Ron Paul, the one man that has kept his word, the one man that has voted the way that he said he would when he took the job. Now, he's a libertarian. Am I pleased with all the stances of the Libertarian Party? Absolutely not. But to me, there is no such thing as voting for a lesser of two evils. You're either going to compromise or you're going to stand your ground. And Ron Paul, say what you want, has kept his word, has stood his ground. He's done what he says he's going to do. Every other politician, and specifically those that are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, I believe, Mark, would almost come to the point of slitting their mother's throat to fulfill what it is they want to do. There's nothing sacred to these people. Now, that's my point of view. That may not be everyone's. But these people have basically sold their souls.
Well, I think you're exactly right, John. And to me, when I look at this whole thing as Thomas Woods reports it today, that's going on in Iowa, where you have the Iowa Christian Alliance and Iowans for Tax Relief who are excluding Ron Paul from the June 30th candidates forum up there. This dovetails with what you're telling us from the state of Tennessee this morning. And quite clearly to me, the only reasonable explanation for this whole thing can be that the globalists and the Israeli lobby, which are two sides of the same coin, and of course, you know, when you talk about the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, I think all of these various constituencies are involved in a spider web of networking with one another. But this is the general outline of the folks in the news media that want to exclude Paul from serious consideration, who've been obviously frightened by the fact that both with MSNBC and with Fox and so forth, that Paul has done extremely well in the subsequent candidate forum polls that have been taken. The Washington Post has noted this at the same time that it has urged people, to exclude Paul from these conversations, public conversations and debates. So obviously, the fact that this tack is being taken is an indication that the globalist establishment and the Israeli lobby are very concerned that a lot of people out there on the real right and a lot of folks who've not been involved before but that are watching these debates are starting to follow Ron Paul and they don't like it.
Well, you know, and I'll go back to what I said before. You know, if Ron Paul, if you'll listen to Fox and you'll listen to MSN and CNN and the other networks, to them, Ron Paul is this nutcase from Texas. They literally believe, or they say they do, that he's a fool. So if he's a fool, why are you afraid of him? Why do you want to silence him? Let a fool be a fool.
Exactly. If he was a fool, they would probably want to give him additional coverage.
Can I hold on 1 minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll get you when we get back, John. Stay right with us. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with John from Tennessee in just a minute. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez will tee it up with me at just after 8 o'clock this morning and be on for the last 2 hours of the show. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will then join Father Martinez and myself at 9 a.m. For the show's last hour. And that's a regular feature, having both of these gentlemen on Fridays to discuss the issues of the day. And on Mondays, beginning with this Monday, Greg Felton is going to join me on a regular basis from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Greg is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That's a Dandelion Books publication, and I've advised a number of news agencies worldwide, especially the ones that have interest in matters Middle Eastern, that Greg Felton is going to be a regular part of what we do on this show for RBN on Mondays. So this has all been developed in terms of the groundwork, and we'll take it from there. I also wanted to mention that a number of you have sent me a lot of good things through email and through other vehicles that I'm going to be responding to at some juncture with personal notes that come back your way, personal notes of thanks and notes of observation and so forth. I'm a little behind in that regard because I've had a number of demands on my time this week, but hopefully this weekend I'm going to get caught up in terms of my personal research for this show. I'm getting back into the swing of things in terms of domestic and international guest recruitment, and I also want to get caught up in responses to some of the things that listeners have been sending to me, and this is my goal for this coming weekend. If the electrical storms that we've been having in San Antonio permit me to do some comprehensive computer work this weekend, but that's the roadmap anyway, as far as what I want to accomplish in the next couple of days. And if you happen to be in San Antonio and you're looking for an Orthodox, evangelical, liturgical setting in which to worship Christ this weekend, if that's your theological and spiritual background, come and see us at Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 130 Saipan Place in South San Antonio. That's east of I-35 and off of Southwest Military. If you're going south of San Antonio, just south of the downtown area, get off on, if you're on I-35 South, get off on Southwest Military Boulevard, make a left turn going east, continue till you get to Pleasanton, make a right turn, go a few blocks south on Pleasanton, and then make a left turn on Saipan. And there will be Emmanuel Lutheran Church. That kicks off with Sunday school at 9:15, church worship at 10:30 in the morning. And then, of course, on Wednesday evenings, we've been doing an evaluation of prophecy and Christian eschatology historically with reference to the book of Daniel and Revelation, and an evaluation of dispensationalism. That's what's been going on both on Wednesday nights as well as Sunday morning for Sunday school in that congregation. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Church, 130 Saipan in South San Antonio. John in Tennessee, you're still with us. Go right ahead, John.
All right, I'll make this quick, and if I I may drop off. I'm out in the beautiful state of Tennessee. If you hear a chirp, it's a Nextel that I'm not going to answer.
Either that or that the neocons have finally gotten you, John, but go ahead.
Well, I'm sure. Anyway, Mark, what I was going to say, you know, and you brought it up, we're told to be light. Okay, and I get, you know, it's important for us to bring people to the knowledge of Christ, but it's important for us to show people and teach people what's going on, to let them know that things aren't as they've been taught or as they seem to be. You know, funny thing happens when you turn the light on in a dark room, Mark. Darkness leaves. It has to leave. So as you bring the truth out, or as I bring the truth out, Satan is upset about it, and I know in my heart that he's upset about it. He doesn't like it. So what we need to consider, prayerfully consider, is calling your local talk radio stations. You know, and I've said it time and time again, it's easy to call RBN and get on and speak to people that are like-minded or that agree with you in some areas and disagree in others. But as Christians are praying for this nation, God is working with people's hearts as well as their minds. And they may not know that RBN exists. They may not have any way to come to any kind of truth except for you or I or someone else to call into a talk show when the opportunity comes up and it's relevant to their topic to call in with the truth. Let them call you names. Let them tell you to, you know, your tenfold hats loose, whatever they want to do. There may be someone listening that God has, and I know he has in my past, put it in my heart that someone needs to hear this. And the little bit of truth that they allow to get out over the airwaves may be all it takes to cause someone else to wake up, to realize that when God threw Satan out of heaven and gave him dominion over the earth, that he decided he's going to use political leaders and he's going to use wealthy people and he's going to use people that have a love for money, which according to the Bible, the love of money is at the root of all evil. If you cut the root off, the plant can't grow. So when you expose these people and what they're really up to, you're cutting them down. And they're going to get upset, and they're going to come after you. But you're weakening the plant. You attack the root just like you attack the foundation of a building, when you expose the money lenders and the globalist bankers and the truth about our monetary system, you're attacking
us
at the roots. Thank you, Mark.
God bless, John.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Started out down a dirty road. Started out.
We're back. This is Mark Antonos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been looking at a very interesting news story this morning that Thomas Woods brings to us from LouRockwell.com. Check it out, folks. LouRockwell.com, Thomas Woods' piece entitled The Iowa Crime of 2007. Iowans for Tax Relief and an organization called the Iowa Christian Alliance are having a candidates forum in Iowa on June 30th. They have excluded Ron Paul from that candidates forum, the Republican Party presidential candidates forum that both of these organizations are sponsoring. Why? I'm writing them formally today to ask them why, to tell them that we've been discussing this at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and to give them the opportunity to come on this show in conjunction, hopefully, with an appearance by Thomas Woods, who wrote this article for LouRockwell.com. I want to thrash this out on the air and give people around the country an opportunity to find out specifically what's going on in the state of Iowa. You know, when you listen to this whole thing, I think John from Tennessee has it down correctly. There is a lot that's behind this, folks. Ron Paul is the one guy in the race, in either party, in my judgment, who is not controlled by the powers that be. And we're talking not simply about the fact that Ron Paul is the only guy who's talking about the foreign policy in the Middle East that's gotten us into trouble, but he's also been a very effective advocate for legitimate constitutional government. When it comes to the enumerated powers of the Constitution, when it talks about the unconstitutionality of the Federal Reserve Board, when it comes to the Internal Revenue Service, and all of the things that really matter in terms of the destruction of your political liberties and mine, Ron Paul has been virtually a lone voice in the United States Congress in talking about real issues. And he's the only guy talking about real issues in this Republican presidential forum. Therefore, it is most significant that on the so-called right, that groups like Iowans for Tax Relief and the Iowa Christian Alliance don't want you to hear Ron Paul. Why is that? I think it's very obvious to me, at least, why that might be, but I want to give these folks an opportunity to explain themselves on this broadcast. And so I'm writing them today to say, hey, look, I'm talking about this on the air with reference to Thomas Woods' expose and Lou Rockwell, the so-called Iowa crime of 2007. In the interest of fairness, I want to get representatives of Iowans for Tax Relief and the Iowa Christian Alliance on this broadcast, so that we can have a personal chat in regard to this whole issue, a charitable personal chat, and involve our listeners at RBN in that conversation and kind of see where it goes. But John made a number of important points from Tennessee today, not the least of which is that while it's important to be involved in these conversations on this topic and others like it on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we've also got to get our views known to the mainstream talk shows. We've got to write letters to the editor. We have to bring into the public forum what Ron Paul brings to the table in regard to the discussion of the real issues. And to the extent that we're doing what John is doing in Tennessee, that's where we move this game to the next level. Not simply talking the way we talk about these issues at RBN, that's important. But then, armed with the knowledge that we have from RBN and reading the American Free Press, let's bring into the much wider arena of corporate media some conversation about these issues and these candidates, in order that we might open the eyes of those and open the ears of those who do not listen to RBN and do not presently read the American Free Press. That's how the game is played. And the international situation that we now have as a result of the internet technology that's available to non-technical people like me is one that enables things to be discussed and presented on a worldwide basis that have never been adequately aired before. Let me give you an example of this. I have a contact in the Iranian expatriate community in Europe. I've never met this fellow. He wrote an article on Ron Paul that appeared at Iranian.com. And when I saw the article, which was a very favorable one, I sent him my article on Giuliani and Ron Paul and the events in Iran in 1953, that's now been published by the American Free Press in edited form. I sent this to him online through the Al-Bawaba site in Amman, Jordan. Well, this guy in turn not only responded to me very favorably, but indicated that he sent my article out to a lot of other people. And this gentleman is, as I remember this, a medical doctor and postgraduate student in Europe. What he and I had to say to one another about Ron Paul became a part of a much larger internet conversation that involved many significant people, not only in this country, but in Europe. And it wasn't too long after that that the London Telegraph had a major story on Ron Paul, talking about how different he was from the other Republican presidential contenders, and how interesting it was to hear a Republican talking about the things that Paul was speaking about, especially in foreign policy. The moral of the story, to do exactly what John in Tennessee was talking about this AM, and that is to get out there. Get out there on the World Wide Web. Talk to the right people with the right agencies on the World Wide Web. Speak about these matters. Show them the evidence. This Thomas Woods article today at lewrockwell.com. Don't simply read the article, but contact some of these people with Iowans for Tax Relief and Iowa Christian Alliance. That's why Thomas Woods has put that contact information there. Write your friends with a URL link to the Thomas Woods piece at lewrockwell.com. Bring them involved, bring them to speed with the conversation that we're having this morning on RBN on this show. That kind of networking is how we begin to combat the powers that be and their control of major corporate news media. That's how we do it. And to the extent that John is doing this up in Tennessee, he's providing a public service, not only to you and to me, but he's doing this on behalf of his family members and friends, I'm sure, and on behalf of his own future in this country. Folks, we have been losing this country incrementally for a very long period of time. And to the extent that we have an opportunity to reclaim at least some of the ground that's been lost over time, it's going to be accomplished through the vehicles of things like the candidacy of Ron Paul in the Republican presidential scene, at least for now. It's going to be something that we have to fight out in regard to the Internet and bringing responsible populist American right views before an audience that has never heard of these things, and doing so on an ongoing basis. And without being melodramatic about it, I think that God has quite clearly utilized the Internet for good as well as for evil. Sometimes we think that, well, gee, the only people that are out there that are on the Internet are bad people, and there's so much that's bad that's on the Internet. Well, that's true, but the flip side of that coin is there's a lot that's wonderful on the Internet. The Republic Broadcasting Network is there. American Free Press is there. Al Bawaba is there. Mark Glenn is there at Crescent and Cross and AFP. Michael Collins Piper is there. Lou Rockwell is there. Jacob Hornberger is there with his Future of Freedom Foundation. All of these things are most significant, it seems to me, in the opportunity that they present to you and to me to do something about what's going on in this country in a way that is decent, that is constructive, and that enables us to exercise our First Amendment rights. So when we're talking about Ron Paul and what he's bringing to the table in regard to foreign policy, fiscal and monetary policy, the Federal Reserve Board, the IRS, illegal immigration, the enumerated powers of the Constitution, all of the really great fundamental truths of our time, we need to empower Ron Paul. We need to empower the Republic Broadcasting Network. We need to empower as only we can do it if we utilize the net for positive purposes, the fine folks at the American Free Press. With what Christopher Petherick is doing there and Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and Willis Carto and Mark Anderson and all of these other folks, they need our help. And that not only involves reading their articles, but bringing those articles to the attention of our friends. Give financial support to the Republic Broadcasting Network and to the American Free Press and to Ron Paul to the extent that you can. And to the extent that you can't, tell your family members and friends about it. Network with as many people as you can. That's what this sort of technology is for. Think of the number of people that you reach daily with the latest joke or the latest anecdote. At the click of a button. And that's certainly a very legitimate fun and great entertainment when it's used positively and constructively, and I affirm that. But if we're doing those kinds of things online, we need to devote a little bit of time as well to the serious things, the really serious things in life. Because let's face it, folks, we are looking toward the onset of a third world war in the next year or two as we watch what is presently transpiring with Mr. Bush in the Middle East, and with Iran, and with this whole business of Israel. And you start looking at some of these presidential directives that are coming to us in the way of executive order. I'm thinking of Presidential National Security Directive 35, for example, or Presidential National Security Directive 51. What is in these documents? what is happening, both as far as foreign policy is concerned and the domestic front. The point is that your life and my life and the lives of our family members and friends are being fundamentally threatened by some very evil political and economic forces that are out there. That is provably true. And we need to think of somebody like this fine gentleman, John, up in Tennessee, that contacts this show on a regular basis. When I think of what he's putting himself through with these phone calls to me in the early morning, where he's obviously standing out there on a next to a major highway somewhere where it's cold, and he's using a telephone to get into me to convey information not only to me but to you in regard to Ron Paul and what's happening with corporate media coverage of him, or the lack of corporate media coverage of him going on up in Tennessee. That's dedication. And the kinds of things that John is doing in Tennessee can be duplicated and replicated by other people out there, not simply in Tennessee, but throughout the country. The fact of the matter is that we are in a great war, and this war is not going to go away. And it's something that needs to be engaged in while there's still time to do it constructively and decently and peacefully. I'm often struck by the fact that despite all of the power that evil has in this country now, the amount of a financial resource that is available to the forces of evil, their basic control of mainstream media, their infiltration and control of most of the American educational process, and their infiltration of the churches. When I think of all of that, and it's true, folks, it's happened. Nonetheless, even at this late stage in the history of the United States, there's still an opportunity for you and for me to get out there and to speak our minds constructively and to be individually utilized of God to bring some truth before someone while there's still time to consider the truth. That, to me, at the end of the day, is the reason why the Republic Broadcasting Network is still available. It's the reason at the end of the day why the American Free Press is still available. And at the end of the day, it's the reason why Ron Paul is risking a tremendous amount to bring his views into these Republican presidential forums. And to the extent that Iowans for Tax Relief and the Iowa Christian Alliance are not allowing Dr. Paul to participate, we need to ask them directly, charitably, but directly and in all candor, why. And to ask them to explain themselves to a much wider audience on the American right. That's how the game is played. And if you go to what Thomas Woods says on this subject, again at lewrockwell.com this morning at the Iowa crime of 2007, he gives us what we need to go to Iowans for Tax Relief and the Iowa Christian Alliance and say, what gives here? What gives here? And I wanted to mention just briefly before Father Martinez comes on in about 20 minutes and before Mark Lynn comes on at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time, I wanted to thank Dr. E. Michael Jones once more for being on Monday. His very fine essay is absolutely a must-read for you. It's in the June 2007 print edition of Culture Wars, and it's entitled Too Many Yarmulkes, Abortion and the Ethnic Double Standard. This is speaking of some things that I think indicate who and what is behind the cultural war situation in the United States, who and what is behind the control of corporate media in America, and how the shift in the cultural scene in the U.S. has been directly attributable to certain folks. But that shift on the cultural scene is also connected to the foreign policy of the United States, which has been absolutely hijacked. And when I think, for example, of Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, who for a time was my senator when I was going to graduate school up in suburban Pennsylvania at Westminster Theological Seminary, when I read the things about Santorum in Culture Wars that I do, that Dr. E. Michael Jones brings before us in this new essay, it absolutely emphasizes that those of us on the real American right, who have not been co-opted by the Israeli lobby and corporate media and big money, some of the kinds of constituencies that John alluded to today in his telephone call from Tennessee, those of us who are still speaking out for the Constitution and for freedom, and in some cases for real biblical Christianity across the spectrum, that we need to identify the frauds in our movement, and we need to identify who and what is behind those frauds, and we need to be involved with those elements on the American right that are still involved in promoting truth and not falsehood, that are still involved in promoting principle over media spin. And one of the things that Dr. E. Michael Jones, I think, has really taught me, and I say has taught me, he's one of a series of people who have really educated me in recent years. E. Michael Jones at Culture Wars comes to mind. Dr. Robert Sungainis of Catholics Apologetic International comes to mind. I think of Michael Collins Piper, our own Michael Collins Piper, and what I've learned in the last few years just from reading some of Mike's books. Final Judgment comes to mind. The Judas Goats is another. The High Priests of War. The New Jerusalem. When I examine these things, as well as what Mark Glenn covers at both AFP and with Crescent and Cross, I have discovered just what a deluded person I have been for many, many years. And I say that from the vantage point of being a good person. When I say a good person, I don't think that personal goodness earns salvation. When it comes to the biblical anthropology that we're all familiar with, I am as corrupt as anybody else. I'm saved by Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. But in a generic sense, talking loosely about being a good person, I was pursuing political activism for all the right reasons with bad results. Why? I didn't understand the enemy, didn't know the Judas Goats, didn't perceive the things that E. Michael Jones and Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn have since taught me. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Five.
We're back. This is Mark Anthos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here in the first hour of the show, we've ended up discussing the Iowa crime of 2007, Thomas Wood's piece today for LouRockwell.com, where the Iowa Christian Alliance and an organization entitled Iowans for Tax Relief have a candidates forum, a presidential candidates forum that they are putting together for June the 30th up there. And they've excluded Ron Paul. Why? I think Thomas Woods basically explains why to us. But I am in the process of contacting all of the major representatives of both the Iowa Christian Alliance as well as Iowans for Tax Relief, introducing myself and the Republic Broadcasting Network to them and saying, you know, we talked about this whole story on my radio show today with RBN. We're going to be discussing this formally with the American Free Press of Washington, D.C. We'd like to have you folks with the Iowa Christian Alliance and Iowans for Tax Relief come on this show to explain your position and to do so in conjunction with the author of this article for Lou Rockwell, Thomas Woods. We'll see if we can get this put together for you folks, but I think I need to take this to the next level in asking these individuals in question to charitably and fairly discuss what's going on up there in Iowa. We'll see if they come on, and I want to give them a cordial invitation, which I'm in the process of putting together, to ask them to come on the show so that we can thrash this thing through. And as I mentioned 1996 to you, I believe, I can't prove it, folks, but the results certainly ended up the way the neocons wanted it. I know Joe Sobrin suspected it, too, when he wrote this in his column going back 10, 11 years ago, that Alan Key's connection with William Crystal of the Weekly Standard and the Israeli lobby was very much involved in Sobrin's judgment and the way in which Key's was used to keep Pat Buchanan from winning the Iowa caucus, Iowa Republican caucus up there in 1996. Key's participation in that event enabled Bob Dole to win the Iowa caucus. Enough votes went from Buchanan to Key's that the ultimate victor was Bob Dole. That was at a very key seminal stage in the development of the Republican Party's presidential scene that year, keeping in mind that Pat Buchanan won the New Hampshire primary. Pat Buchanan won a couple of other very key situations, both in Louisiana and Alaska early on in that election season. Had Pat Buchanan won the Iowa caucus, might have created a very interesting circumstance in 1996. Alan Keyes was apparently used by the powers that be to keep that from happening. Are those the same forces that want to keep Ron Paul out of Iowa? That's my public charge. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Father John Martinez a little bit later on this morning, and then Mark Glenn. We'll be back